Well, welcome, Jeff Week, back to Canny Teeth Radio.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So I was going to tell you about the Monkey Shines 2017.
Monkey Shines, so this is like some mischief you got into?
Yeah, it's like they, Oh, I'm not supposed to say, huh? It is.
It's an anonymous group of people that does what?
Anonymous group of people that make, like, glass balls with the stamps on it of the Chinese years.
Like the animal, whatever it is for that year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put a stamp on it, and they go and hide them all around. They make a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you go there in the morning, right? If you're one of the people that are going to hide them.
Okay.
And they have, like, a meeting, and a whole bunch of people are there, you know? It's a big deal.
Right, yeah.
A lot of people know about it, and a lot of people are into it. And they come there, and they're like, follow you after you leave, try to find out where you're putting them. Everybody's already in the parks.
Wait, so the meeting's not at a secret place?
No, it's at her studio.
Who's, okay. we don't know who her is. But,
it's Ms. Monkey, right?
Ms. Monkey.
Ms. Monkey.
Ms. Monkey Shine.
Ms. Shiny Monkey, dude.
Ms. Shiny Monkey is the one in charge. Shiny Monkey. Okay.
All right. So you get there and there's a bunch of egg sandwiches and like a bunch of people that you know but you don't know.
Really?
I met one of the kids' parents that I wanted to meet, which is cool.
That is cool. Like one of your old students?
Yeah, one of my old students from SOTA.
Mm-hmm.
We went with Ed and Katrina to Raven's Foundry. Yeah. That's pretty good.
So you went with them to this event where you hide the...
Yeah, and then
monkey balls.
We went with them, and we brought our neighbors, Sue. We have the best neighbors, yes. Sue and Sean.
Yes.
I think you're supposed to say Sean and Sue.
No, I think you say either direction is
no, Sue. It's the way you say it, though. It gets tangled up. Sue and Sean and Sue. I think it's Sean and Sue is the clean one.
I like the other way, Sue and Sean. Because you don't want to say Shannon.
Sean and Sue.
It's like, it sounds like what you have to do yourself. You're disgraced. To commit shonen-su.
I must commit shonen-su.
It's not that bad. You just have to, like, shave your beard.
It grows back. So we go, we're in the car with them to go hide them.
Right, so do you, like, how many do you get in the car? Like, do you have, like, a whole, like, do they give you a big box full, or you just got a couple, or what?
Every person gets a box full with a print from Beautiful Angle.
Okay.
And it's a really cool rooster one.
Right, because it's the rooster this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In your box, you get like a mix of like, you get some balls with the stamp on it.
Yeah.
You get some medallions, which is just like the stamp.
Just the stamp, yeah.
And then you get some bottles. They had bottles that had like notes from kids in it or something.
Crazy.
And so everybody got a box, though, so we just put them all together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we just get in, and it was like tagging.
Yeah.
Like, we just drove around.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. We went down to Titlow, hit some down there.
Everybody listening to that?
I hit my head really hard. And Scarf was tagging some stuff.
Well, you know, he's never going
to
stop.
Then we left there.
Mm-hmm.
We went over to Candle Park.
Okay. And he's giving away all the spots.
Right, remember. Now.
This is Canny Teeth Radio exclusive right here.
That's it. It's out. They're out there. It doesn't not matter at all. It does not matter at all.
How come?
Because when you pull up to the park, there's 400 people with flashlights just walking around circles around each other.
And just waiting for you to show up?
Just looking for the balls.
Yeah.
You have to act like you're one of them, so you have a flashlight, so you just act like you're looking for them, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's, like, what everybody's doing everywhere.
So, are you getting paid scale for this acting, or what?
No. Oh, I thought it was dumb, though, to go... I was like, why are we going everywhere where people are?
Right.
Because you can just hide them wherever.
Right? It seems like you could just go other places then.
Yeah, you don't have to go to every park.
Where there's a pile of people with flashlights.
And there's so many people with flashlights.
Huh.
Anyways.
And this is in the middle of the night.
Probably like 5:30 right now.
All right, okay.
We did it till like 7 or... Oh, wait a minute. I got the clips.
You got some audio?
Yeah, I got some audio. So we're walking around Candle Park, faking like we're looking for them while we're hiding them. Don't tell anybody.
There's people listening. There's people over there. I see people.
Judy, you got a flashlight?
Oh, my feet are gonna get all wet.
Oh, yeah, I'm not playing that game. I'm going to the cement. How many years have they been doing this? 15?
They moved it?
13?
No, 14.
Yeah. This is the 14th annual?
I thought it was 12.
No, they already did...
They did 12 2 years ago. I'm behind the times.
That's crap.
When did they do 10?
4 years ago.
Little math lesson going on here, too. Yeah,
on the side.
Like, got up early and went to take your math class.
Tight. Into an apartment. Me and my dad told the Robersons to buy this property a long time ago. It's been a substation that hasn't been...
Yeah. But it's not a working
place. They need to make a movie, a murder movie.
We're going to make, like, an artist loft.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
They had proposals.
That would be rad.
It's a perfect place, too.
Yeah. I would love that. Yeah. That would be the mover.
This neighborhood, they're a NIMBY neighborhood.
NIMBY?
My backyard.
Oh, shoot, NIMBY.
Turn right or make a left, whatever you want to do.
What's NIMBY?
Not in my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to be doing that shit in my backyard.
Yeah, okay.
The NIMBYs.
This medium.
Yeah.
This shit.
I didn't know what that meant either, by the way.
Cool.
All the time.
People walk this shit. All right,
so we're going to pull over.
I'll just roll out.
You're going to roll. Cool. Drop and roll. Okay. Navy SEAL style.
We're going to come back around?
Go,
I'll meet you on the other side.
Go,
meet you on that side. Oh, that doesn't sound right.
I'll meet you on that
side.
Then she just gets murdered
right
there.
Yeah, and then turn around. Go down here.
That was Sue, neighbor Sue.
Uh-huh. While you're all just in the car watching.
Yeah, totally.
Some, like, axe murderers.
That's what I'm saying. Just runs out and hits her, and then you
just
jump
throw
back.
Those things at him and shit.
Stop yeah. it!
No. Don't kill Judy. That would suck.
Dude.
Turn around.
We were just turning around, and he murdered her.
Just throw it.
Right.
Throw the medallion.
Throw it. Perfect. Throw the medallion, damn it.
It's like the heart of the ocean of the Titanic.
Is this like a science fiction movie?
Hey, yes.
Like, or a fantasy movie like, throw the medallion!
Oh, there's GPS.
Yeah. Give it to some young girls. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not like hand it to them, but...
Ladies.
UPS. The college.
Oh shit, because at 5:30 in the morning,
yeah,
like you're just gonna get maced. If anyone's
ladies
out there jogging, you're like, hey ladies, take a look at this.
Yeah, check out this glass. All right, here we go.
Skip the guy, let's just fight it.
Hey, you doing right?
How much? You get right?
Wow, how much for a day?
You got a ball?
Well, I put a ball and I kind of half buried it. It's peeking out right there.
Oh, yeah.
Half buried.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. It's going to sparkle in someone's light.
Someone's going to be like, what?
All right, everybody, so that one's half buried.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
There's a little sparkle, though.
There's sparkle.
A sparkle. This is right before we're going to go to your house.
Is there a park that's like...
Yeah, or it's a school, I think. Or straight ahead,
yes.
On the left.
And it's on Proctor, you're thinking. The school.
Hey, hi, everybody. Proctor.
Have stuff. I have stuff. I can free...
You trying to reload? What are you doing?
I can reload.
Do we want to go down?
I'm trying to do a drive-by.
It's up to you.
Knock out all my shit.
We're just stopped. We're just stopped, and we're reloading. Everybody's like got their shit. Like we're getting ready. We're about to go by your house. Everybody's getting their shit.
So what, are these like wrapped up somehow so they don't all
clink
together? No.
No, they're just glass.
Okay.
That's why it was funny when I did the hook shot over the car.
One more block.
Old Town.
Your block balls.
I got a rock.
Really?
I got a rock.
I got rock to be kind.
There's still stuff in the trunk.
We still got backup.
More ammo.
When do we eat?
You're on an adventure,
Judy.
Come on.
Yeah. You have to eat with them?
Unless we go.
We have to eat with them?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wait. The other people in the car? That's kind of rude. Wait, Judy, we gotta eat breakfast with these people when we're done? Fuck. I didn't know if that was part of the deal. I wouldn't have signed up for this.
Wait, Katrina was saying that the Red Hot has a really good breakfast.
I don't know, they don't start till 9, so we want to go to places that open at 7.
YOLO.
YOLO?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, did a YOLO just come up?
Because somebody mentioned breakfast at the Red Hot. So that's why you were like, YOLO.
YOLO.
Because it's a great place. But if everyone doesn't know, all they have there is only hot dogs.
Yeah, for breakfast.
That's it. So I don't know what breakfast at the Red Hot would be like. I don't think you're going to get any bacon and eggs.
Really? You think that if all of us went, it would be a good experience at Old Milwaukee?
Not necessarily.
So that's
our first date.
There was the original pancake house.
That closed.
Romantic.
No, it did. Yep. Original on 6th and...
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody was just telling me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Go straight one more time. You're about to turn left?
No.
Oh, you're just driving.
Are you directing him to my house, or are you driving to the breakfast place now?
No, we're going to your house.
Okay. To just cheat like a motherfucker.
Can we go through? Where's the
car?
Over the car.
Are you really doing it over the car?
I did it. It's gone.
That's it. That was the hook shot. I just did the hook shot.
So you were on the, you're on the right side of the car.
Yeah.
And you threw it over the roof, over the street, onto the left median.
Yeah. In the grass.
In the grass.
Yep.
Nicely done. So wait, before you just press play again.
Yeah.
I can probably verify that this is indeed at about 5:30 in the morning, because I think I got a text from you at about 5:40.
Yeah, and I did it right then. I texted you right then.
Yeah, so I woke up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course
money
gone.
That was sad. I threw it the wrong way, though. I shouldn't have done the hook shot. I should just threw it in your yard.
I bet you someone would have ran up in my yard and grabbed it out of my yard.
That's true, too. Judy, we have some in our yard, like where Judy has it in the garden.
Yeah.
She was all kind of nervous when it's...
There's a couple, not like ones with the animal stamp on them, but just like random glass balls in our garden out front, too. And I was like,
Somebody might grab them.
I wonder if someone's going to grab these, but they're still there, I think.
You want to see what's up?
Yeah.
That's it.
You're so good, Jerry.
No, I gotta text Jeff real quick, though.
You should?
Be like, you should look right out for your house somewhere.
Yeah, you should.
Like, get up right now.
Yeah. Wake up right now and go look out for your house.
Is this illegal? Are there rules?
I don't know if there's a rule about, putting one right in front of your friend's house and then texting him 2 seconds later to go get it.
But I think...
I don't know if it's really a rule.
I think more than...
It's more like a...
I think more... I think it's more like an unwritten... What'd you say?
It's more like a guideline.
Yeah.
But, maybe we'll see if they don't give you the call next year. If you're not on the email list for, come help us hide these things, we'll know why.
I recorded myself talking about doing the bad stuff. I got the file.
Did you want to actually drop one in your...
Are you recording this? Yes. Hold on, stop.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, see, there you're not gonna get the call for sure. If any of those people hear this,
it's funny though because are those people hiding or are they?
Yeah,
I know. You don't know. Because there is another part of the Garfield Gulchers.
No, he's not following.
Oh, he is.
He is. He's totally following. I know.
That's good land.
Well, I just meant that you just duck in there and not go all the way down. But no.
Oh, he's not following you. Oh, wait.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
We're down by the Tacoma Lawn and Tennis Club.
And somebody's just fucking casing the joint.
Yeah, we're stopping, and then they're just stopping. It's like that all over Tacoma, all night, or all morning, but it's night.
That's obnoxious. I don't even want to get one of these free things and everything, but the more fun, it's more fun to,
find it?
Find it. Because... I gotta imagine that's kind of annoying after not for very long, right? like having these people follow you and like, cause you're like, oh, I'm gonna hide this, and then they run and grab it.
Yeah.
And then you go hide another one, and they run and grab, like, to, you know, like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Like, they're supposed to be.
Why don't we just put these in a big pile downtown and everyone go run and get one? Yeah. You know, like, that's, I mean, you're kind of killing the fun of the like hide and seek when you're just like following the Easter Bunny around.
Yeah, cheating.
Yeah, it sucks. Don't do that, everybody. Come on.
Wait, I'll run in the black and you won't see us.
Okay.
In the black?
If you just get out, yes, pretend like you...
I'm in all black!
Get out, pretend like you left something, and see what his car does.
Yeah! We should get out, take a poop. Oh.
They're going to the park.
Did you bait the guy?
Did you hear me?
With a flaming bag of dog poop?
Yes. Just it looks like it's a glass jar, but it's really just Jello around some shit. Different colored Jellos, blueberry, gummy? Strawberry. Yeah.
Oh man.
No.
So what? What happens with the when you bait this guy?
Stop! Slow down! Turn your lights off. They know we're here.
Well, I know, but they're gonna think that we're over there. All right, somebody go over here.
Okay, Jeremy, that's you, because you're on that side of the street.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I'm not leaving a scarf out there.
Katrina will do it. It's okay.
You're going to be all right. It's going to be okay. No one will grab you.
We're watching if they do.
And we'll scream really loud.
That was like a dragon hand.
Whoa.
Go, 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 go.
No, it was a rooster.
A dragon hand?
Do you got to remember this started at 4 in the morning.
Yes.
This is where we used to party when we were in high school.
This is a good place to
you
party.
You want to go down some trails, girl?
Drink a beer.
Go drink a beer. There's some kegs down there.
There's some kegs down there.
Light went on.
I'm like, there's nobody coming in there. I start seeing flashlights down there.
These motherfuckers lurking. Okay, she's just going to give it to him.
She's like, you guys are stupid. You're over there.
Yeah.
We're over here.
I don't know why you're in the park.
I want to be like, here's one, and throw it in the middle of that ravine, bitches. Show them it first, though.
You should just walk and say, look what I found.
Thirsty.
You should say, look what
I found. Yeah. I already got it.
I said, get them thirsty.
Get them thirsty.
Hold it up in the light.
The street light, street lamp is gleaming off of it. And it's all... And then they just... fucking rush you like a crowd of zombies.
Yeah, exactly. A little too slow. And then just right into the ravine. Slow motion. They're all...
I was just going to say zombies going...
jumping off the cliff. Dumb zombies.
They're everywhere down there.
Zombies?
Somebody dumped them out. Somebody dumped their box out.
Someone just left the box.
Right, a box full of them.
Oh my gosh, that's a funny thing to do.
Then somebody would be so bummed, like if they walked up while you were like, yeah, look at all these I found. Like a whole box full.
Yeah.
They're like, oh. You're like, yeah, my buddy got a box too.
I was going to be like that when we were hiding them. I wanted to be like, I found one! Yeah. I found one! Yes!
And I'll just put that right back
in. And then you make a right and blank.
I'm wondering if you could go and
play that. Yeah, just make it safe. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It already looks like it does.
That was stupid.
So did you lose that guy by baiting him like that, or what happened?
We just left. They went into the park, the people.
Uh-huh.
And then...
You left.
We left, yeah.
Perfect.
And then they went to get it. You know they went to get it. But...
She didn't really hide one, though.
Yeah, she did.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then...
That was Katrina. That was Katrina.
You ruined the whole experiment by actually leaving the cheese.
Two ravens. Oh, no, here we go.
Oh, there's one kind of by your house.
Yeah, there's a little park by your house.
Oh, it's yes. Up nine, up eight.
It's by K and something.
Yeah,
it's
K, everybody.
It's
K.
That's a perfect house.
Oh, it's a slide.
Let's go there. We should go there.
Amy McBride.
It's an expose.
You guys are all so fired.
It's an expose, dude.
It really is.
Go right.
It's this one.
I don't know what the streets.
It's
8th and K.
Like K and 8th.
Everyone just said it a second ago.
District Park.
Yeah. It's K and
8th. District Park. At 8th and K.
8th and K.
Little tiny one.
We're on 5th.
You want to go to the right. This is a very nice house.
These are gonna be clues.
There's also a very nice house a couple blocks down on Fifth.
We don't have it. So, the only story that I really need to tell is that we pulled up to the park that's in Old Town.
Okay.
There's a little park. And there's like a cabin there.
Old Town, everybody.
And so we pull up, and there's a little boat, right?
In the boat.
And so Judy just puts it right in the little boat, right? Uh-huh. And then I'm like looking for places all over. We're all trying to hunt for these little secret places, you know.
Nooks and crannies.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I'll just climb up on this spot on the cabin and put it in this special little spot that you can see from the road. And and then...
And there's a guy in there waiting for you?
There's a guy already climbed up there.
Just like with his hand out?
Yeah.
Can I have that? I climbed up here.
Thanks, man. Thanks, bro.
Taps, bro.
But so I hid mine. I got back in the car. I was the last one to get in the car.
So that's Old Town in the park on the top of the little boat.
And while we sit in the car, there's two ladies and a little girl walking up the sidewalk, right?
Uh-huh.
And the little girl runs up, and she runs up the path and just goes straight to the boat, right?
Right.
And Judy's all, look, she's going to go straight to the boat. She's going to get it. And she just goes straight to the boat, grabs it, and just holds it up like, what? And then, and it's one of the ball ones, you know?
Yeah.
Those, like, the bet.
Yeah.
I think. And she yells to the parents or whoever's over there.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, check it out. And they're like, whatever. And they're walking away.
Wait a minute. So this is morning time.
Yeah.
And is it still dark or is it light now?
No, it's still dark.
So you just, like, let your little child run into a dark park at night and then just, like, keep walking?
Yeah, they're looking for monkey shine. It's just monkey shines everywhere. Everybody's, okay. It's like,
I thought these were just regular people walking by.
No.
Okay.
No. There's just, everybody's hunting everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's people hunting.
So it's totally safe to be running around. And
yeah. 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 It's like Halloween.
Yeah. At least Halloween, they come to your house and ask.
Yeah. But anyway, so she gets the ball. She's
trying to get their attention, and they kept going.
Yeah, they were like, so they were like walking away.
Right.
And she's like, blah, 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 you know, like, for real. And then they looked, and then they just went, oh, my God! And they both ran over to her, you know, and it was all crazy. It was awesome.
Huh.
It was cool to witness.
Like a legitimate find.
Mm-hmm.
So was it because it wasn't someone that was just, like, following you
and
around?
It was a little kid.
Yeah, that's awesome. See? See, all you, like, hider followers?
Mm-hmm. You're ruining it for the
hider stalkers? You're ruining it for little kids and grandmas out there. So...
Think about that.
Think, yeah.
When you go to sleep.
That's all I'm saying. Or, you know, next year.
Next year, I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm not going to be invited.
Yeah, I mean, Jeremy obviously is out.
It's okay. I had to do an exercise.
You're like, I know,
I had
you're
to
like,
do a sacrifice.
You're like a WikiLeaks and all this shit.
It's what you got to do, man. I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot.
Fuck yeah, you are.
To the city of destiny. So that's what Monkey Shines is about.
2017.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hope you took notes.
Bye-bye.
Or you can go to candyteethradio.com.
Until the next episode.
You tell them.
Stay alive! Jim Carrey didn't have to do it.